Hi, everyone. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily. If someone asked you for help, would you do it? What if they didn't ask you for help, but you knew they needed it anyways? Would you reach out? Every day, we have so many opportunities to do good for one another. Are we taking advantage of those opportunities? Keep listening today as we talk about how we can help lift others up. We will all find ourselves sometime in our life in need of someone else and their help. And because we understand what it means to need someone, to need help, shouldn't we also reach out to others and offer up our help? Sometimes we're waiting for God to help us or for God to answer us when it's those around us, our neighbors, our family, or even a complete stranger at times that can be the answer or can be the help we need. God helps us through others. So we're all his hands, and just as he helps us using other people, we can also be his hands and help others. Elder Eyring said, "Because the Lord hears their cries and feels your deep compassion for them, he has from the beginning of time provided ways for his disciples to help. He has invited his children to consecrate their time, their means, and themselves to join him in serving others." What if your neighbor asked you to take 20 minutes one night to help him? Would you do it? Most decent people would. But what if he asked you every night following with no end in sight? Would you be willing to do it? When would serving your neighbor feel more like a servitude? There's this great Mormon message on Mormon Channel called Lift, and it's about a woman named Kathy. And Kathy was diagnosed after 16 years of marriage. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she assumed that her husband would face the challenge with her. Things didn't turn out that way. It ended up being that he just couldn't handle it, and he filed for divorce. And when her sons grew up, they had to come to her house every night and morning to help her in and out of bed because she couldn't do it on her own. And the work became too much for them to do it alone. So word got back to their elders quorum president in her ward, and a group of 50 men, friends, neighbors, church members offered to help. So every night, two of the men would come right before bedtime, and they had this routine that they created in order to help her get into bed. They'd pull off her slippers, adjust her pillows, change her wheelchair, place her medicine on the nightstand, and then they would physically lift her into bed. And at first, the men felt very awkward about the situation and a little bit burdened by the responsibility. And one of the men says, "I felt sympathetic to the situation, but I felt like I've got other things I need to deal with," he explained. And then the group discussed how they could help Kathy without having to visit her every night. And one of the men said that if the others didn't want to help, that he would take it upon himself and do it himself every night if he had to. So that caused a change in the attitude among the group. And because of that, not only their hearts, but Kathy's heart was also touched and changed as a result of the service. One of the things that Kathy says is, "I have seen an even greater compassion. It's let me know that I'm not forgotten, that I'm still valued, not only to God, but I have worth to give other people in different ways," she says. For the past 7 years, they have lifted Kathy into bed every night. And in doing so, they've lifted her spirit as well as their own. True love and service comes from giving of ourselves, especially during inconvenient moments. It's not just about serving when you have some free time or a day off, but also when asked or when you see someone that needs it. So what can you do for someone today? As I've read the news and seen the online reports and pictures of the devastation of Hurricane Harvey in Houston, Texas, it's such a heart-wrenching and difficult time for people, it's also an opportunity for us to serve and to help, to reach out to people there and see what we can help with. This is the perfect time for us to look for opportunities to do good in whatever way we can. And although service and helping others isn't about the self-reward, there are still many blessings that will come to us because of our service. We'll feel happier as we serve other people. We'll feel like we have a different perspective about that person, about their situation, and about our own situations. Sometimes we think that we have it bad, but as we serve others, we might realize that in reality, there are others who have it worse and are under worse circumstances than we are. This will bring us feelings of gratitude for what we have and encourage us to reach out to those who have harder circumstances than we do. If you're not sure about who needs help or who you can serve, you can start by praying about it. Ask God to inspire you and help you know where you can start, who you can help. And you can also ask around. Talk to your Relief Society president or your Elders Quorum president. They will know families who might be struggling. Reach out to your neighbors, single mothers, the elderly, or those who live alone. We can find opportunities to serve wherever we look. The scriptures say that the Lord went about doing good. We should also go about doing good. We can lift others in the way of service. We can lift others by giving them words of comfort. We can lift others by letting them know that they're not alone. In the words of Paul K. Zebrowski, if Christ had my opportunities, what would he do? What opportunities are we taking to help others? Let us know how you find ways to lift others. We would love to hear your stories. Leave us a comment below or send us a video on our Mormon Channel Facebook page. Thank you guys for listening today. Remember, you can listen every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration.